Proverbs Every Day, episode 290. Proverbs 15 today. New Living Translation. But it's the beginning of the day. Let me have a prayer for you, and then we'll go. As I always say, pray first. I want to wear out the stickiness of that note if I keep doing that, but pray first. It's important. Father God, thank you so much for another day. Thank you for all the blessings that you continue to bestow on us, whether we know it or not, or whether we recognize it from you or not, you still do it. And we do acknowledge that and approach that with humility this morning. Father, one of those gifts is the true gift of wisdom. And Father, we know that this is not inherent to us. We don't automatically get it. So we do ask that you would grant us this understanding, that we approach with that humility and find the words of knowledge that do lead us towards your wisdom. So Father, we love and appreciate you for that. And we ask that you do all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Sing it with me now. Proverbs 15, again from the New Living Translation. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. We're going to be unique about this. We're going to say we should be taking action on. And the other one, I almost did that in red, but that's not the way I highlight. So, but that notion of gentle answer deflects anger. It's so important to be measured on our responses, you know, not to, there's so much where if our pride is hurt, we're just like default setting is to rage back. And that's just so not how to deflect anger. It's how to actually make more of it. You know, harsh words, just they're never productive. They're just not. Even in those situations where you're thinking that, you know, if I just approach this with harshness and be grating, then that will make the person pay attention more. Yeah, doesn't work that way. Sorry. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. So we see that. Gentle words, gentle answer. Yeah, it's a pattern. Actually, let's go back to verse 3 here. We don't always talk about this, but there's a notion that that we're seen just as much as people that are evil are being seen, because the truth is we're all humans, right? We don't have some sort of, you know, way to hide. This is not a thing. Anyway, it's just a notion that we're not shown favoritism in that regards, that the God has the same system in place for both of us. We just need to be following righteousness. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Father's discipline, same thing. Verse 6. There is treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. The lips of the wise give good advice. The heart of a fool has none to give. With the implication though that they're going to try anyway. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. So see the difference here. One being given a whole entire sacrifice, and the delight is actually just in the simple prayers of the upright. It's not about the show. And I try not to be frustrated about this. I really do. But when you have Christian and name only folks that seem to think that it's just a magic phrase that you utter, or just going to church on Sundays, or whatever actions would supposedly, you know, make this work. It's not some magic trick. It doesn't work like that. It's just not anything that no, it just doesn't work like that. So yeah, so it's not a magic code. It's really your honest prayers and your honest heart. That's what God is after here. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue godliness. Come on, I was just saying, I guess. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. Ah, there we go. I was wondering why those were capitalized. And that is Sheol and Abaddon that we're talking about here. So, again, going right back to what we were saying here, that those places have no, they don't even hide secrets from the Lord. So how much more does he know the human heart? So it's right up with this here. God has his eye on you, more specifically on your heart. He knows. Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. So the fools may hang around, but the mockers are not going to hang around. They'll drop the bombs and leave, as the saying goes. Verse 13. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. Let's highlight that. A wise person is hungry for knowledge. When we think about that, how many times do we do things just out of some sense of obligation, or like we think we have to, or whatever that looks like? It is something where we think we're immune, but we're not. We're not immune at all. And so we need to be recognizing that, that we need to be hungry for that knowledge. We need to be not seeing it as a sense of obligation to study, or whatever that looks like, but to be genuinely hungry for it and, you know, want that above all else kind of thing. Yeah. Verse 15, for the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Better to have little with the fear of the Lord than to have great treasure and inner turmoil. So this we do see play out in our modern world quite a bit, that we have, there's these in-betweens here. So we have this notion that and it is really amusing to me how Satan has tried to fool us into thinking that wealth will somehow make you happy, or that having a bunch of things or You know, like it says, great treasure that will somehow be happy with that. When we know, I mean, how many stories of like successful rock stars does it take before nobody ever wants to be a rock star again? Yeah, we seek after it for some reason. You know, it's one of those things where it's like it's viewed as somehow, I don't want to say noble, but as desirable. And it doesn't seem to matter how often we see people stumble or say how much they're miserable, even though they have, you know, all these things. It doesn't seem to matter. We just always seem to think that, you know, we seek after wealth because it'll make us happy. So, somehow we kind of get that in our heads. Well, if only I had this, or if only that were true, or if only. Better to have little with fear of the Lord. What does that mean? Well, that means that we have no fear. We have fear of the Lord, which is a process. Fear of the Lord is a process. It is a turning over of everything to God and saying, I have no call and no even ability to be afraid of other things. Now, this is, like I said, it's a process. You know, it's not like some automatic thing. You just say the magic words and it happens. It's like I was just saying, it doesn't work that way. It's a transforming of our heart to have that fear of the Lord. And so even in a case like that, if you have very little, you're better off if you have a fear of the Lord than if you had a lot of things. You know, you're better off having little. It's just one of those things where it's like, that means that what's stuck in the middle, what's the in-between that I was talking about? It's that with fear of the Lord. So fear of the Lord is the most important part of that. Get back to actually looking at it. This right here. So we have one side, the other side. That means this is what we're after. That helps somebody today to interpret this, what that means. It's saying that with all things, our priority needs to be that we are only ever concerned and only ever fearful of God. Everything else will not either bring us, you know, too much in terms of anxiety or just inner turmoil over having too much. You know, and that's where the extremes go. We need to live in the middle. We need to live in that place where we're handing that over to God, and whatever he brings, he brings. And we're not concerning ourselves with it. We know that it's him and we're not worried about it because we're just, that would be taking away fear of God at that point. If we were worried about something, that's taking that out of the place it should be, which is with God. I know I talk about this a lot, and it's because this is something I'm trying to practice and I'm not there yet. I'm trying to be, but that's just the reality here. A bowl of vegetables with someone you love is better than a steak with somebody you hate. Maybe I should have put that in the song. herbs, a dinner of herbs is what another translation says of that. But again, it's that in between. It's better to have someone you love than a great meal and not be with someone you love. A hot tempered person starts fights. A cool tempered person stops them. So we're going right back to verse one there. Wait, verse one? Yes. A lazy person's way is blocked with briars, but the path of the upright is an open highway. You know, this is interesting that I do find that the people that are inherently lazy, just it's not just that they find obstacles, that they just genuinely do have some. You know, it is the people that are in motion that are able to break through. And so It's just about being in motion. I'm going to highlight that. I'm going to deify that one. Sensible children bring joy to their father. Foolish children despise their mother. Foolishness brings joy to those with no sense. A sensible person stays in the right path. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. We can go back, but I'm willing to bet I've highlighted that every single time. It's that important. Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's not a salvation issue or anything like that. It's just a matter of just here's how to live well among others, is that kind of thing. The path of life leads upward for the wise. They leave the grave behind. Wow. Or Sheol behind, yeah. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the property of the widows. The Lord detests evil plans, but he delights in pure words. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. Some interesting counterpoints. Well, we'll get to that later, I think. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. The notion of this being a heart that is godly thinks carefully. So the heart thinks, yeah, that's kind of a weird way to say it. But that is a sign of godliness. In other words, there's a carefulness about it. It's a slowness, but it is careful. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. I like the way that one says it. So it's not just correction. It's constructive criticism that this is saying as a translation. I like that a lot, actually. If you reject discipline, you harm only yourself. Oh, sorry, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Yeah. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. So again, that's exactly what I was just saying earlier, is that we need to have our priorities straight. And that humility, it has to come before all that can happen, right? You have to be humble to be able to fear the Lord. You have to be humble to get wisdom. And honor, well, that's something that's, if we are in that place, we know that the only honor we ever want is from God anyway. Yeah. So I'm curious which verses you would have highlighted, which ones are your favorites. Are we lined up? What stood out to you? If you have any favorite verses, feel free to put them into the comments section there, and then we'll highlight those for later. But yeah, lots of, actually, this is a really rich set of proverbs for today, for our modern world. I think there's a lot of things here that really resonate, in my opinion. So stay hungry, my friends. Stay hungry for knowledge. But yeah. And just to call out verse 22 here, the plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. I know I kind of glazed over that, but honestly, it is one of those things that's very, very, very important to recognize that we shouldn't be going this alone. By the way, I haven't said this formally yet. There's a couple things that I'm looking to put into place soon. It really is just a matter of figuring out some logistics as to how this would work in terms of a private community. I've talked about it before, and I'm trying to figure out if this is something that's going to be viable or not. But basically, think of it as a social media network without the anything else. It's a private network. Really kind of awesome, but there's obviously a cost associated with it. So I don't think I could do it for free. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to do that with like sponsors or something like that. I don't know, but right now I think, I'm trying to figure out a way to do that, but also to add some additional value to you of having, private abilities to talk, amongst ourselves without being out there in the whole world. You don't have to be putting comments out to the public, which I think is probably, yeah, a lot of you do, or a few of you do, I should say, but you know, a lot of you are probably holding back, and that's, I respect that. That's absolutely fine. That's normal, especially in a public forum where it's very, very public, and, places like YouTube aren't exactly known for the comment section being the kindest place in the world. Trust me. So I get it. So looking at a private area for us is something I've been very, very interested in. But making it a place of growth. And so if this is the year for that, great. It might be something that is done much later, but we'll keep you posted on that. The other thing, I just, you know, period of logistics, I guess here, but again, with that whole community thing, we are coming up on episode 300. And that it amazes me that we've managed to do this, and that God has kept us going. And I'll be honest with you. I was looking today at another similar YouTube channel. They just do general themes throughout. They just have a daily, thing, or sometimes like I'm doing right now where I have more than one thing in a day. And you know, just watching, just looking at their, I guess, numbers, compared to ours. And it's actually in a weird way, kind of validating that we're both going through the same challenges where, you know, it's just like, it's not, YouTube isn't helping us grow. It has to be through people that are, you know, doing this, or listening to the podcast on, you know, actually I need to double check that and make sure if you're listening to the podcast, I would love for you to connect with me on Facebook or something like that to show, just go to facebook.com/deejvotions is the way to do that. But, yeah, I'd love to know if you found this on a podcast platform, cause it is made available there, but I'm just not really sure how well that's working these days. I honestly don't know, but that is something, that I think we're at that, I don't want to say saturation point, but I'd like to see this grow. I really would. I'd like to see more people, be blessed by this. And so long way to say what I was going to say here, we're coming up on the 300. I'd love to have a celebration that day. It'll be, Friday the 25th, I believe will be that day. If I'm counting correctly, let's see. Yeah, we can figure that out. But I think that's the day. I think the 25th would be the day. So Friday. So we'll see what I do. Probably do a live broadcast that day, and go from there. There's a question that I would like your feedback on, whether that's on Facebook or you message me privately or you put in the comment section here. And that is the idea of making Proverbs Every Day into a larger broadcast. The notion would be to be doing just a daily devotional, And I kind of mentioned this a couple days ago or whenever it was, that the idea is to have a series going on. So we always start with a proverb in the various translations. We keep that going. And I might even just, you know, out of that larger context, keep Proverbs Every Day going as its own thing. But I've been feeling like there's more we could be doing and more of the kind of things that I've been trying to do. But I'll be completely honest with you. My devotionals outside of Proverbs have suffered. It's just a weird thing where I feel like I've got it covered for the day. And it's just like, no, that's not cool. So I had an idea yesterday or today, whatever it was. I don't remember actually when I had this idea, but the notion would be to start with things like doing a proverb and a parable and make that a devotional. Now whether I make those line up or not, I'm not sure, but regardless, you know, I would love to just make it a point to get through all the parables of Jesus as part of a series with that. So just having that as a devotional series where we start with the day with Proverbs, and then we go into a little time of reflection or break, and then into a study of a parable. So let me know what you think. Would that be fun? Should we make Proverbs and parables a thing, or is that just something we do for a season and then, you know, move on to some other theme, and just make it just basically the daily devotions or devotions, if you like, if you're not into the whole brevity thing, I guess. Anyway, that's a notion to consider, and I'd love your feedback on it. So I've gone on way too long today. So, I'll leave you with these notions. Like I said, if you have any feedback for me, feel free to leave it now. Or, hey, I'd just love to know if you had a favorite verse today. So feel free to put that into the comments. Be blessed by the best. And then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you all. We'll see you yet again tomorrow.
Gentle words brings calm to the storm. Soft answers turn anger into peace. We choose to speak with hearts conformed, listening for your voice that will never cease. Lord, you watch both far and near. Your loving eyes see every deed. Hearts hunger for your guiding light. No more empty sound or needless brawl. We seek your counsel, making our path bright. Our plans may falter when left to chance, but many wise voices lead us on the way. Embracing criticism in every circumstance, learning and growing more each day. Lord, you watch both far and near. Your loving eyes see every deed. Guide our words and calm our fear. In humble truth, our souls are that bring unrest to our souls.